Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nissan dealership around U.S. 19 and State Road 54 in Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River, and Florida Avenue in Tampa. Moss, Nissan, whatever it takes.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. The music didn't play, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to do something different here just for the heck of it, and I had a chance to do this. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Okay, we're going to use this as a theme song tonight. That is, Bobby Palermo, as you all know. And of course, Bobby,
God bless this,
was on the show a while ago. He hasn't been on in a long while, but that's his song, Make America Great Again. All right, we're gonna kill that, and we're gonna get started with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain, how are you doing?
Not too bad. I don't know what happened there, but I'll have to check it during the break. Okay, now, I will say that it's been a busy, busy day here in Tampa, Florida, as well as all around the country, especially in those states that got hit by the tornadoes. We want to get right to that in just a second here, but are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear about Mike Wallace? Kyle, how about you?
Yes, he announced on the Fox News Sunday program that he's hosted for some 18 years that was going to be his last program and that he would be ready for what he called a new adventure.
Well, his new adventure is going to be over at CNN. There's a rumor that he may take the place of Mr. Cuomo. We don't know for sure, but that's a rumor. And he's also going to go on their streaming platform because they're starting a streaming platform similar to what Fox News currently has with the Fox Nation. And he's going to be one of the leads on that.
Yeah, that could be very interesting. My money would be more on the streaming service rather than taking over for Chris Cuomo. I think that might be a different sort of format for Chris Wallace, basically. But I wouldn't doubt that he'd be part of trying to launch some new kind of streaming service. You're right.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens because this is all contingent on a couple of different things here. And I don't know exactly what the CNN package is going to mean, but I'm not going to watch them.
Well, I think, Captain, there are a lot of people that would, be interested maybe where Chris Wallace is going to go or want to see what he's going to do, but I think it's kind of getting a collective whatever out there to a great degree, certainly I think a lot of Fox News viewers might even welcome this in the grand sense, although Chris Wallace, he's a good guy, he has some good questions and
well,
so forth, he's not bad.
The hashtag that was trending today was hashtag pound good riddance.
That's right. That was trending. And a lot of that stems from the debates, especially when he was moderating the debates between Trump and Biden and so forth. It's going to be interesting to see what that next chapter is going to look like for him.
Now, Joe Biden's got lots of trouble right now because Biden's approval ratings have plummeted down to 36% in the latest poll, which is a Democratic poll, as Americans are becoming more dissatisfied with the handling of crime, inflation, and the price of gas at the pump. But what makes it even worse was during his speech about helping the states ravaged by the tornadoes, he chose it to be a moment where he went off on climate change.
Right.
You what know, a jackass.
Well, it's, number one, is this really the time to talk about climate change?
Hell
in
no.
the midst of trying to recover, trying to, well, survivors, trying to find them and then have to recover the dead. It's terrible.
I'm going to say something that's a little bit gruesome, but it's true. And anybody that's been at a building collapse or anything like that knows what I'm about to say. There were reports of the rescuers, the first responders, climbing over the bodies of dead people that were trapped that they could not get out to get to the survivors in that candle factory.
One can only imagine the horror, Captain, that's for the those who were trapped and awaiting the rescuers to come, and then, of course, the bravery and the courage of those rescuers. This is a thing that nobody should ever have to go through, but they are there trying to save them, and we wish them the best. Obviously.
And I can tell you that FEMA happens to be there right now, and FEMA has gone into the what's called a full life-saving sustaining mode, combing for survivors in the tornado devastation. Now, 40 people have been rescued so far from the collapsed candle factory as the rescuers were doing what I just said. They still think the storm death total could go up over 100 as more victims are found because they have a bunch of people that are missing.
That's right. And, Captain, you know, you have experience in this kind of thing. This is a painstaking process. It cannot be rushed.
Well, no, it can't because you've got a building that fell on another one, and a building that was torn apart, and all the pieces and parts have landed all over the place. If there were people caught in certain sections, if some of the building is 100 yards away from where the original source was, they could actually be in that mess 100 yards away. And I know they're using infrared tools. They're using infrared photography as well as the sensors that they have. I know they're working right now feverishly in those areas. I have listened to some of the transmissions out of the area on the scanner, and it's just so intense. It's not funny.
Well, precisely. And every little thing that they move, you know, they have to know what they're moving. Is this going to impact? Could there be somebody below it? You know, so again, they have to go through this in such a methodical way.
All righty. Hold that thought. The music is coming up in my ear, folks, and we'll be right back with more right after this break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's League. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'm taking it away, Kyle. And here we are in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Folks, I'm telling you, if you want to buy something for somebody for Christmas, you can go over there and you can buy anything you could think of that someone would be happy to receive from MyPillow.com, because it's all there. Several hundred items are listed there. Now, they've got a bunch on the homepage to begin with, and you'll see the prices that are there, and then it will say with promo code so-and-so. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. It's always going to be the word Captain. Or, guess what? The Radio Listener Specials page is a page where you can go, and you'll see several hundred items over there, because they've loaded the page up right now. And that's a good thing. And you'll be able to go over there, and again, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, if you don't want to do business on the Internet because you're afraid somebody might get your information or whatever, you can call them on the phone and place your order at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Telephone number, 800-641-5459. Go over there, check it out. I'm sure you'll agree there's something there for everybody. So there you go. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go right to the telephone, and we've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? You know, I was listening to another show earlier, and they brought up a good point. I was listening to Bill Cunningham. He said the gentleman and First of all, let me say what happened was absolutely horrible. But the gentleman that ran into those people in the Christmas parade basically was a black supremacist, because he ran into the white people and tried to kill them, but yet the media never covers it. And but yet if it was a white person that, God forbid, had run into a group of black people, the media would be going on and on and on. And so, you know, this doesn't fit their narrative, right? If you're gonna cover stuff, it needs to be covered fairly. But the Democrat media will never come out and say, oh yeah, this man, his intent was to, you know, hurt white people, because I guess he was mad at some things that had happened with regard to, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse getting acquitted and whatnot and so forth. So what do you think, Kyle? I think it's absolutely shameful. We can't trust the media. They're absolutely, communist, Marxist, whatever you want to call it, but they're not going to cover it if it doesn't fit their narrative. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kyle.
Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks for the call. And, you know, it is really very prevalent, and has been now for a long, long, long time, that the media's job is to frame the world. That's what the camera does. The camera is the window to the world, and the media certainly have a framework by which they want you to perceive things. So, yes, they will emphasize this and de-emphasize that. Now, the parade attack, all that's going to come out, I think, in the trial. We're going to find out all these different things. We're going to introduce a lot of evidence about this person's background, their proclivities, things that they've said, and possible motivations. And so it's going to be harder for the media to try to really suppress it. But I think the news is going to get out. But it's just, again, one of the things we have to look at is the people that are running these programs and so forth, their ratings are going to start to go way down, because people can see with their own eyes what's happening.
Well, that's true. And the other part of this is, as we've talked about, CNN has had their ratings dropping. MSNBC is in the toilet. And I think this Chris Wallace deal, part of it was to see if they could take the somewhat popularity that he had over at Fox, which was because he was on Fox, not because of him, and his program, Fox News Sunday. I think you're going to see, you know, all of the above be transferred over to the CNN aisle to see if they can do something with their numbers. Now, if they put him in Chris Cuomo's place, which is a rumor I heard yesterday, that's where it'll start.
Well, yes, very possibly. But, you know, even though, and yes, the ratings are tanking, but it's interesting, Captain, I think the general response from the media mentality is really to go at everything a lot harder. You'll hear a lot more racism. You'll hear a lot more capitalism is bad. You'll hear a lot more just everything about all the things that America is really good at, like getting people back to work and producing things and making, you know, drilling for oil and leading on the planet Earth. And you're going to see a lot. They're just going to go harder at all that stuff.
Now, we received information yesterday from the CDC, and the U.S. Department of Health, that the 29 U.S. states now have confirmed Omicron variant cases, most amongst the vaccinated people. But there's been no dramatic rise in hospitalizations, which is something that we've been hearing all along.
Well, that's exactly right. And to a great degree, Captain, this is very, very good news. Because obviously the virus will spread, whatever variant it is or what have you.
Right.
But if people are protected and they're not going to the hospital, well, then this seems to me, Captain, to be one of the primary things that we would want to have in place to say that things are getting back to normal.
Right. Now, I was very ticked off to hear this about the Oxford School officials, whoever those officials are, but attorneys for the people, the families, the victims' families that are suing the Oxford School said that officials willfully destroyed some school shooting evidence after the families turned around and brought lawsuits against the school. Now, if this is true, somebody needs to go to jail.
Well, that's completely illegal. That's exactly right. You can't destroy evidence, and especially when there's a proceeding or a complaint that's been filed, you have to answer that complaint. You can't go start shredding everything.
Well, I think what some of the evidence was the videotape.
Right. Right. Well, if everybody's, you know, running for cover here, basically trying to say, well, this, it doesn't exist now, you know, that in and of itself can be incredibly damning as these complaints proceed.
Now, there's no doubt that the progressives, AOC and her ilk, in the past few weeks have lost argument after argument after argument. And their days, I think, are numbered. Because, you want to go ahead?
No. Please go ahead, Captain.
All right, their days, I think, are numbered. Because for us, it's time to smile, dig in, and work harder to see that their doom comes about. Now, COVID, as languished with the public's eye, leading leftist politicians, has been exploited to the umpteenth possibility. And, of course, the green stuff now. And with Joe Biden, with his brainwashed mind that it is, coming out and blaming climate change on the tornadoes and this, that, and the other, when he has no idea why this happened. And neither do I, and neither does anybody else. And the power-hungry monsters that are out there on the left side of the aisle, they know what's coming, and they're desperate to do something. So I don't use the word livid, but I'm just ticked off at the fact that they're still trying to get their nonsensical message across, if you will. And it's time for us to wake up and just like a couple of Democratic governors have done and said, that's it, we're done, COVID's done, it's over.
Well, how low can they go, Captain, at a time when these devastating tornadoes have come through to try to sell a political notion of climate change and what should be done and somehow we all caused this and it's just, that's just not right.
Yeah. Well, Biden seemed to think that there was a hurricane in Kentucky. Did you hear that?
Oh, no. Did he say that?
He did.
Wow.
He tried to blame Republicans, as some did, in despicable hot takes and Twitters, suggesting that somehow Rand Paul was to blame for the tornadoes and that he and other Republicans should be attacked over the climate change issue because of the tragedy. And then Biden didn't leave it with a bad take on climate change. He called the tornado that hit a hurricane.
Wow. Well, but the bottom line is, Captain, I think, generally speaking, the Democrat Party elite want to use everything to increase control, whereas conservatives want to release control to the people. That's the bottom line of it.
That's it. And, folks, we're going to break. We're coming right back. More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and yours truly. We've got plenty, plenty, plenty more on the table to talk about, including an attack on an Air Force base in Alabama over the weekend. You probably didn't hear about it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new week begins, and for many in six southern states, it's going to mean lots of cleanup and, sadly, many funerals. That after deadly tornadoes tore through six states on Friday night and early Saturday, killing around 100 people, they're still finding bodies. The FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell was talking about all the specific missions they're on right now to try to help the folks affected by the storms.
Because housing, we know, is going to be such a tremendous need, we are sending in one of our housing experts to begin the strategy for how we're going to be able to help with the long-term housing needs and the recovery of these communities.
FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has crossed the 800,000 mark over this weekend, with about 450,000 of those deaths coming in 2021, about 57% of them. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff, in Sarasota. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it every day, twice a day, without fail. And the reason I do that is because it works. Now, I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril because of the fact that I was getting some side effects with it. And lo and behold, you don't want to be dizzy. You don't want to be tired. You don't want to be, like, nauseous or anything like that when you're trying to do a radio show. And I noticed that was what was happening to me. So I wound up with an all-natural product called Relief Factor. And because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, it takes care of my problem with inflammation and also lowers and eliminates the pain that I have with whatever the problem is I have at the moment, by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. By the way, it also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps in the healing process. It's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, the 1995 three-week quick start. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is pain, right?
That's right.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mary on the line. Okay, Mary, go ahead.
Good morning. I'd like to ask Kyle, because he's from California,
if you've ever heard of this man called Dave Wigington, he lives in up by Mount Shasta, and he has a program that is on this station called geoengineeringwatch.org. It's only 1 hour a week, but it does have to speak to weather engineering, which, by the way, the Obama's former energy secretary talked about this on 60 Minutes. And if anybody hasn't seen that footage, they should go back and try to find it, because they do talk about engineering the weather, which is exactly what I think happened with this tornado, where you could see how big it was, but before then you could see three strobe lights kind of going across the sky first. So weather, geoengineering weather, do you think that's a big deal out there in California and everywhere else?
Okay, Mary.
AARP and NASA and DOD.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, you want to try it first, Kyle, or you want me to go for it?
Well, I have to say, you know, first of all, thanks for the call, obviously, but I can't say that I really know a whole lot about the idea of the weather engineering. I mean, I've heard the term, but I don't know of anything specific, per se.
Okay.
That is ongoing or that has come out, basically.
Okay. It's a known fact they've been able to tinker with the weather in the following area for years and years and years, and that is they could make it rain if it needed to rain.
Cloud seeding. Yeah.
Right, right. They could make it rain. However, you and I were on the air the night this happened, remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
And I was watching the storm system come across, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I watched where it started. And I was warning people out in front of it that you had a line of severe thunderstorms that already had tornadoes reported in them as far back as Illinois, headed towards Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, and lo and behold, there it went. And I was just merely watching the weather front. Now, we've been warned about this front that was coming for probably 2 or 3 days beforehand, weren't we?
That's true.
Okay, and we warned about the fact that there was going to be severe thunderstorms and possibly tornadoes, correct?
Right.
So the Weather Bureau, the Weather Service, knew that this was going to happen 2 or 3 days in advance.
Right.
So to think that it was something that could be just merely contrived or cooked up or whatever, I really have a bit of a problem with that. And I've heard this guy's show, and I'm not impressed.
Well,
I am
not
impressed.
Well, you know, Captain, there may not be weather engineering going on. However, the Democrats certainly want to take advantage of what they believe they can, quote, blame on global warming or climate change or whatever in order to advance their political agenda. And that's exactly what they've been doing here. It's really abominable, I think.
Well, it is. And again, for Biden to come out and say what he said when he was talking about the help coming to the tornado victims and then called the tornado a hurricane and then in the process said that, well, it's all because of climate change. And some people were blaming the Republicans and Rand Paul because they weren't taking this serious. Get a life. How long have we been on this planet?
Well, exactly right. And there was this thing called the Ice Age, and of course we know how the Ice Age ended. Evidently the woolly mammoths were driving their SUVs all around or something. We just don't know. But Captain, the weather does change over time, and it is cyclical. You know, odd things happen from mm-hmm. time to time. There's this big thing out there in space called the sun, which actually drives our weather.
That's right.
They don't talk about anything having to do with that.
And something else that happens is when you have big, and I mean big, dust storms and fires and the smoke and this, that, and the other, it's been known to actually move the jet stream.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it's complex, right.
All right, let's go to the phone because we have our senior professor emeritus, Dan the Man in Indiana. Go for it.
Well, I think if anybody thinks we can change the weather, we should have been able to land on Mars a long time ago.
No kidding.
You can see clouds. The people at Purdue University said if you see the cloud, it only affects isolated areas for a very short time. You probably wouldn't get an eighth of an inch of rain. So you can do it, but it's very small area mm-hmm. and it's very little rain. And the guy you're talking about, I've heard him talk a number of times. The guy's a crackpot. you know. But, you know, as Franklin Roosevelt once said, when in doubt, be convincing. And this guy's convincing. But, well, he's a charlatan when it comes to meteorology.
That's kind of the way I looked. That's kind of the way I looked at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's it. But I will tell you this, though. The weather you saw Saturday, expect to see it again this coming weekend.
I see that. I see it again building
because
up.
We're mm-hmm. in the 60s
yep.
until, I think, Thursday or Friday. Then it plummets,
mm-hmm.
which means when it plummets, we're going to get one heck of a thunderstorm throughout the Midwest.
Yep.
You're going to have tornadic activity with it of
yep.
some sort. But for this late in the year, and we're like 63, 64 degrees,
mm-hmm.
Right now, tonight, it's only 39 degrees here, which, you know, to Florida, that's cold. But for here, that's damn balmy warm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would think by the end of the week, you're going to see a repeat of last weekend.
Well, unfortunately,
but,
that's what the weather forecast is showing for later on in the week. I've been looking at it. Mm-hmm.
But your listeners are a smart bunch, one of the smartest listening group of listeners on the radio.
I believe that.
And I just don't want to see them be suckered in by some charlatan that doesn't know what he's talking about. It's science fiction, if anything. Meteorology fiction.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was it. And I hope you and Kyle have a good morning.
And we will. And you take care. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay. Have a good morning.
All right. Dan the Man. And he is the Senior Professor Emeritus. Where he's at over there, I might as well say the college because, you know, it's Purdue in Indiana.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate his comments very well and or very much, I should say. And, yes, and, you know, the kinds of things that can sound, you know, really good, you know, they're usually not. And unfortunately, it misdirects our attention to the things that are going on such that we could maybe have a real impact on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Now, Bill de Blasio, the outgoing mayor of New York City, was asked about his signing of the non-citizen voting bill, which he did, I believe, over the weekend. And he said, despite the big legal questions that are coming, and they are, he said, my focus is on COVID.
Well, sure. Well, sure. That's why everybody has to get vaccinated, even in private companies, every single person, and so on. But he had even expressed reservations earlier, Captain, about whether or not the city council had the authority to pass this law about the voting. But he, even though he had some misgivings, you know, basically, he says, well, I signed it, I guess. But
mm-hmm.
But it's definitely going to have mm-hmm. an impact. It's going to have a negative impact.
Now, I'm going to say something that's going to anger some people, but I don't care. You ready?
Yep.
Hillary Clinton came out over the weekend and said Americans won't recognize our country if Trump wins in 2024.
Well, yes, and I know the context in which she means that, but maybe for the first time she actually said something right, because what's happening in the country right now, Captain, with inflation and wokeism mm-hmm. and all this stuff,
well,
maybe they wouldn't.
We're going to break, so let me say this. To Hillary Clinton, I would like you to sit down and shut up and go away. All right, hang on. We'll be. Oh, my goodness, I'm outdoing myself here. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Hillary Clinton, give me a break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. Can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, I was born, but I was raised. I keep all my yesterdays. I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blows with my old man. I came back, settled down. The weather put me in the ground. This is my town. Yeah.
wonder if that interstate's still coming through. Come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ. There ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my turn.
That is Montgomery Gentry, and that's from 2002, and that's called This Is My Town. I like that one, Kyle.
Yeah, me too. That's a good one.
Yep, and it reminds me of my town in a way, my hometown, 2,500 people that I grew up in, and everybody knew everybody else, and when somebody got in trouble, everybody was in trouble, and they all helped each other out, especially if there was a fire or a death in a family or whatever. It was just unbelievable. I was talking to in the chat room earlier, and, of course, somebody said that, that I can't find any of that, not even down here. And I said, you got to go in the rural areas, and you'll find it. It's alive and well.
That's exactly right.
And that's what America's all about. And again, the farmers and the people that live in those rural areas, that's real America.
Well, that's exactly the case. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a lot of weather out west. I'm going to let you get going on it right now.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we are looking at rain and the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Portland area. We're looking at rain over Sunday and, which is yesterday and early this morning, Monday. We've got more rain coming in as well. Basically, what we're going to be looking at, though, is what's going to be happening in California right now, especially on Sunday. A huge storm went through into the Northern California area, the Bay Area and so forth. It's dumping a lot of snow. A lot of snow. In fact, measuring it in yardsticks instead of rulers.
I've heard that some of those passes are going to get up to 6 feet.
Well, that's right. And they believe, I think, that maybe up to 10 feet of snow may have dropped in some places. So this
especially the mountains of Nevada.
Well, especially the mountains of Nevada, but definitely if you're going to be traveling through the mountains, in some cases, according to the Weather Service, it may be very, very difficult. So, especially if you're going north of Redding on Interstate 5, you're definitely going to want to be ready for snow all across the freeway for a long period of time. So be ready for that. Now, also, Captain, the big story is going to be what's going to be happening in Southern California.
Yep.
In Southern California, we're going to get hit by this atmospheric river this time. Now it's our turn.
By a boat.
That's by a boat, exactly. Well, we're expecting, in some cases, 3 inches of rain, maybe 5 inches of rain in the mountains and foothill areas, and definitely...
But if it turns cold, do you know what 5 inches of rain equates to in snow?
What's that?
6 feet.
Well, I can imagine, the higher elevations, especially in the Mammoth Mountain area, for example, they're going to be getting a lot of snow, and so definitely you're going to want to be aware of that.
And I also heard the snow level had dropped down to 3,000 feet.
In some places, mm-hmm. That is true. That's exactly right. So we've got these big storm warnings that we're ready for in the Southern California area, what we see what's going through in the Northern California area, also up in Oregon as well. You definitely have winter weather advisories going on there. Winter storm warning through Medford and Roseburg and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Also, winter storm warning near Boise, Idaho. This is also going to be maybe another 48 inches of snow above the 4,500-foot level, 1 to 2 feet at higher elevations and the passes in that area. So be aware of that. Winter's weather advisory heads all the way up towards Missoula, Montana, mm-hmm. over towards Bozeman. High wind watch in a lot of the state of Wyoming, including Casper, Rawlings, Laramie, and Cheyenne, Captain.
Okay, well, Lake Michigan, we've got some wind along the lake tonight, both sides, but no snow in the forecast. As Dan said, the weather was a little bit warmer where he's at. So it's not all that chilly going north tonight. And we do have a little bit of a problem right there along the coastline of Maine from Nova Scotia on down to about Cape Cod, where there are some windy conditions, not quite gale force winds, but 20 to 25 to 30 mile an hour winds all through there, making it fairly rough. And making the, again, the beachline corrosion coming up in there is, with all that. Now, most of the weather, okay, is pretty much gone that struck over the weekend, the tornadoes and whatnot, but the devastation is still behind. There is still recovery trying to go on. They're trying to get people alive out of the rubble, which has been known to happen, and they're being very careful about what they're doing and meticulous because they don't want to pick up some pieces of building and whatnot with people entrapped in them, and then they wind up creating a worse problem. South Florida, we may have some issues down there later in the day with some weather down below Lake Okeechobee, down towards Keys. So we'll see what happens there. But basically, there's not much of anything going on. So, Kyle, the pilot in Flying J, which I stopped at over the weekend, I got myself a nice hot cup of coffee, and Jeff brought me up a nice hot cup of coffee from the pilot. Well, on the way down, I stopped at the Flying J and got a nice hot cup of coffee and got some chicken tenders to go because they've got that great little deli there, and they make all sorts of stuff.
Well, they really do. You're always going to find something great to eat when you pull into the pilot.
Yeah,
or
buddy.
Day. And especially if you pull into the brand new pilot that's in Fawcett, Missouri.
Yep.
And so that's on I-29, I believe. So
yep.
Definitely want to check that out, but also check out the Driver's Club. Join the Driver's Club and start earning points on all the different things you buy at Pilot or Flying J, and you can use those points to get other great stuff and get other great offers, and also download the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com.
And I'll tell you another little secret, guys and gals. Get a Pilot or a Flying J fuel card. Okay, because on that fuel card, your points will automatically be loaded on there. They'll know what they are. You can get different savings because if you get involved in one of the fuel programs, the more fuel you buy, the cheaper the fuel is, especially with the big riggers out there buying 150 to 300 gallons at a time. And it doesn't take very long to have a big, big stash of points and discounts when it comes to buying fuel. So make sure that you, check out that option. Again, that's the Pilot or the Flying J fuel card, which, by the way, is accepted at both of those installations. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. And, you know, pro drivers, you can earn 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills instead of, well, having to get 15 with the other guys out there. So it's really worth your while to get that fuel card,
yeah,
and join the club and get those points.
Then there's another guy that'll give you free drinks. I think I know where I'm going.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition, hour number two. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how. We got lots more to talk about, and we're going to let Kyle Warren take us off the break here.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.